Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Oh, yes, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I couldn't wait for that intro to finish for today's show. I'm telling you, fasten your seatbelt, because you are about to experience, as John DeMartini just said, transformative talk radio. My guest today, Pete Siegel, is joining me. Hot out the press, his book, The Formula. We are here to talk about the book, to talk about how each and every one of us can step in and change our lives. No fuss, no muss. Get to action, make it happen, and don't look back. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Pete. Beyond all of the work that he's done to help people transform their lives as one of the top hypnotherapists in the country, he is now joining us today, the author of several books. He's been on more television and radio shows than I can even list for you today, and he does not know what it means to quit. He has no idea of what it's like to roll over and play dead. And as he comes today, he comes with, just as I said before, The Formula is his new book. And he comes to the show to make sure that all of us understand that we can have the lives we want. This book has been hailed by Joe Vitale, by me, of course, by so many people in the industry that are looking at this and saying to you, if you thought The Secret was going to blow your mind away, The Formula is going to give you the mental muscle to put behind positive thinking so that life clearly delivers. Pete Siegel, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
What a great introduction, Pat. I'm up early in the morning just to do this show with you, and we are going to have a monster show for your listeners today.
I hope they're controlling the soundboard there back at the studio, because we're going to blow this out of the park today.
We're going to have another electronic meltdown, a grid meltdown like we did last time.
Exactly. Pete, the book, as you know, is something that people will pick up, they'll read, but it's a call to action. And what I want to know from you is, you have been working with people for years and of helping people be the best they can be. What have you, Pete Siegel, had to do to overcome the obstacles in your life so that you can be here this very moment?
Well, I tell you, the main obstacle in terms of where I am now in my life, I wouldn't call it an obstacle. There's always a learning curve. And the thing that stops people is they find a situation in their lives and they make it bigger and more vast than their believed in capacity and capability to effectively deal with it. Instead of knowing that you can continue to learn and learn from everything that happens to you and become better, stronger, more functional, and more efficient because of choosing to keep an open mind, people close themselves down. They believe, this is something I can't do, I shouldn't do, I don't deserve to do, I'll never be able to get this, say this, do this, or accomplish this. And then they find themselves lacking, looking at life and thinking there are things that they can't do anything about, things they can't overcome, things they feel enslaved, encumbered, and entrapped by, and it's not the case. And so with my personal situation, I just had to continue to learn why people would choose to say no, whereas they could choose to say yes if they knew more about themselves and knew more about the power, abilities, and resources that they really possessed. And so with an open-minded determination, I continued to educate myself and study and commit myself to greater knowledge, greater awareness on what the tools and internal dynamic was, Pat, that enabled people to know themselves well enough and have the confidence developed to say yes to challenges with an open-minded determination that would say to the challenge, you're not something that will defeat me, you're something I will learn from and overcome and become strengthened because of.
Well, you know, Pete, it's really clear in the book that you nailed this so that people understand there's not anything new age about what you've laid out so that we can step up, live our lives the way we absolutely want to live. No looking back, no regrets, and no saying no.
No, and again, even to add to that caveat that you just said, it's not a case of of not saying no. It's a case of understanding that everything that you have in your life, every single thing you experience, is because of some foundational thought, some subconscious belief, some subconscious idea and notion that you're choosing to either purposefully embrace or allow to remain resident within you. Your life didn't just all of a sudden drop down from the sky in the form it occupies right now. It became created. It became reinforced. It became expanded upon, and it became continued the way you experience it because of the way you think. You have to begin to look at the cause world within, not the effects of the things that you see around you, the furnishings that you have in your home, the car you drive, the job that you have, the kind of relationships you have, or you look in the mirror, the body you have, the kind of weight loss goals that you may set for yourself, not being pleased with what you see when you look in the mirror. That didn't happen overnight either. You are always creating, always producing, always manifesting, because you are always thinking. You will either think consciously and purposefully and reprogram your subconscious so instinctively and automatically new wonderful things start to happen, or you'll continue to bemoan your fate and wake up to the same old, because you allow foundational thinking that exists there now to exist. The formula rests upon biblical truth that is irrefutable, universal law that is unarguable. And when you understand that there are ways to stimulate your unconscious mind to produce energy that produces behavior that produces results, that's when you realize how to use your thinking constructively and creatively. You become an initiator instead of a life reactor.
Well, you know, Pete, a lot of people, and I believe me, I know this story because most of my life people have said to me, you are the luckiest person on this planet. I sit here today, now know it's not luck, but we live in a generation where we're looking at luck, we're looking at chance, we're looking at fate, we're looking at that 1 in 3 billion chance of winning the lottery, holding on for dear life, our nails clawed in so that we can achieve something through someone else's control. But you nail this in the book, and you make it really clear it ain't like that.
Well, you know, I have to just tell the listening audience something about Dr. Pat Basile. She says about people think she's lucky. She's one of the hardest working therapists and radio broadcasters I've ever met in my life. She operates 6 different radio shows on many different networks. She is always focusing on making herself a better, more powerful interviewer, and that's what she devotes her life to. This is her craft. This is her passion. And you know the euphemism, the harder you work, the luckier you get. That embodies Dr. Pat Basile. So when you talk about luck and you see people who are incredibly successful, you may label them overnight sensations. You know, I've been at this almost 30 years, learning, studying, applying, reapplying, creating, producing, continuing to push myself further and further and further out into the zone so that I can become more powerful as a catalyst to success to help the people that I deal with. And again, you have to understand something, that you are always thinking. You are either thinking consciously, aware of certain things, or you're unconsciously continuing the dilemma or the day-to-day routine that you experience. Nothing differs. I'll think the same thoughts. I'll feel the same feelings. I'll see the same people. I'll do the same things, and the same things will happen. I'm going to get into my car, and I'm going to drive through the rush hour traffic to commute to go to work. It's the same thing unless you begin to change it. Nothing changes by itself, folks. You begin to create new causes, because the things that you experience in your life now are the results of current thought processes that you're allowing to go on within you. You didn't just wind up the way you are. You thought yourself into the situation you are now, either consciously or unconsciously. And the formula is going to give you the specific 7 steps that you can use to unconsciously move yourself beyond where you are and into the kind of realm of experience and personal impact that you really would like to experience. It's your choice, and the formula will help you make that choice and take you step by step by the hand all the way through the process.
Well, Pete, I got to tell you, this is one of these books that when you pick it up, You don't put it down until you're finished. And then you stop and you take action as you have outlined this throughout the book, action for every one of us to take. You talked about the steps. We're going to talk about that when we come back. What I want to let everyone know, this show is for you to give us a shout, call in. Do you have questions? Are you stuck? Do you want to know how to take your life to the next level, maybe even a level you haven't even thought about yet? You could call us at 866-472-5787, 866-472-5787. Pete Siegel is in the house. Pete, why don't we give out your website so those folks that are following along, they could check it out, see what's going on.
Sure, Pat, thank you. You can go to www.incrediblechange.com. That's www.incrediblechange.com, and you can click on the formula icon. It'll take you right to the webpage. And I want you to read the 16 endorsement quotes from high-profile people who are already successful and have used the formula to go even beyond where they were. These are high-profile people who impact and touch millions upon millions of people's lives regularly, and they're raving about the formula. This book is happening by itself for one specific reason. It delivers beyond any kind of personal or self-help book that you've ever experienced before. It gets right to the point, and there's power and wisdom and impact on every single page. We're not just trying to sell this book here, folks. This is a key, a specific key, that will help you finally get the things that you're after.
Well, as Joe Vitale, and as you folks know, I've talked to Joe several times, the author of The Attractor Factor, Zero Limits, and The Star of The Secret. What he says is, woo! Wow, Pete's no-nonsense little formula is biblically based and is designed to blow the lid off your limits. Strap yourself in and read this one now. You're going to have to strap yourself in for this show, folks, because alpha man, alpha woman, alpha empowerment right here. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we mean by biblical, what Pete has outlined for us. And if you've got any questions, this would be time for you to give us a shout. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. My guest, Pete Siegel. If you have any question at all about what we mean when we say biblical, it'll be revealed to you when we come back after this short break, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We're all students and teachers of life. At the College of Metaphysical Studies in Clearwater, Florida, we offer the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path of self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your home with our distance learning program or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. My guest, as I said before, Pete Siegel is in the house. If you don't have your seatbelt fastened, you may want to grab onto something, because we're getting ready to get deep into the formula to find out what it is, why it has taken off like wildfire, and why this is something that each and every one of us is going to stand up and pay attention to. Pete, as I said before, is one of the country's foremost sports and peak performance, the performance hypnotherapist, and has been doing so, as he said, for quite some time. So he comes to the table, he understands what it means to excel, and that excelling is not just for a few handful of athletes. Pete, welcome to the show.
Pat, a pleasure to be here with you.
All right, the Bible. And you have incorporated three verses in the book that are so powerful, but not powerful in themselves, but powerful in your interpretation. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit, about why that was important for you to bring into the book and how you have gone to interpret these so that we can have what we desire.
Many years ago, when I was a young therapist back in the 80s, I started reading the New Testament, not from a religious perspective, but because I began to see things and understand God or the infinite intelligence, the higher power, the force that animates all of us, that makes birds fly and fish swim and keeps the celestial bodies in the positions that they occupy. It's the force that responds to your thinking. It indwells you. It fills you. It fuels you. It animates you. It gives you life. I began to experience that as a real living presence through reading the New Testament, especially many of the things that Jesus Christ was saying, in terms of that was the truth, the ultimate truth, not in a religious context, not in a doctrinal kind of religious kind of following. But in a specific, here's the bottom line. Here's the way to think. Here's the way to feel. Here's the way to believe. Here's the way to perceive. And there were a couple of Bible quotes, and I couldn't figure out why, that kept pegging at my head, that kept impacting me, that kept speaking to me year after year after year. And Mark 11:23-25 was one of them. And I began to study those, and I began to become enriched by them. And then years and years and years down the line, as I kept reading and rereading and becoming enriched and enhanced and just become spiritually more astute and more connected, literally, with that power that can say yes to you if you know how to attune with it, I began to see that those verses embodied the power of manifestation. That was the power of manifestation right there. But people had to know how to apply that in their lives and how to literally involve and internalize that understanding so it became automatic within themselves. It's not something that they had to think about or ponder or wonder about. It was something that was inbred and ingrained and instilled and programmed, literally programmed within their souls as the way their mind and unconscious dynamic began to embrace life, relate to life, and interact with life. And those became the verses that the formula rested upon. And when you understand how powerfully I've just explained them and given you meticulous instruction on how to move yourself through them and the understanding that they're trying to communicate to you, a step-by-step approach enabling you to take that power within you and your capacity to think. That's how that power is expressed through you, by the ideas and the beliefs that you embrace, and how to use that to begin to produce the things that you want in your life. The Bible is a book of ultimate power. It's a book that teaches you exactly how things should be done. But sometimes you can't just look at it literally. You have to begin to understand it in a way that makes sense to you, that you can use, that you can apply, so that instead of just having prayers that become unanswered, which, as you know, Pat, so many people do. They keep saying what they want, praying for things, wishing for things that they hope for, and it continues not to show up. Well, now you have a formula that will ensure that it shows up, biblically based, based on universal laws, step by step. I show and I tell and I lay it out implicitly exactly what to do, exactly how to do it. So if you begin to use that as a framework for your thinking and your feeling and how you begin to use the power of your mind, which is in fact what unfolds into the power and experience of your life, then you can truly make life your own and make life say yes to you.
Pete, one of the things that I love for sure about what you've put together, and I want to make sure that, you know, everyone knows, you can look at the implications, the stories, and the items that come out of the Bible, and you can see them show up right now today in motivational books, in stories that are out there to inspire. But no one has gone back very specifically since Catherine Ponder, actually, and looked at some of the verses in the Bible and said, let me tell you what this means. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, what does that mean, and how does that show up in modern daytime, right here, right now, as a major, major obstacle to us having what we want. You come right out of the gate, Pete, and you say, know what you truly want, exactly what you want. That is so important. And I wanted to ask you, what happens when we sort of know what we want, but not really exactly?
It's like going into a restaurant and saying to the waiter or waitress, I would like some food and a beverage. And they'll look at you, and they still won't know what to bring you. If they wrote that down on the order slip and gave it to the cook, how would the cook know what to prepare? If you come back and say, I would like a sandwich and a beverage, then you're getting a little bit more specific. If they wrote that down on the order ticket and brought it into the kitchen, the cook still wouldn't know what to prepare. But now, when you say, I would like a tuna sandwich on whole wheat toast with onions and tomatoes, a side order of potato salad and an iced tea with lemon, now that ticket can go into the kitchen and your order can be prepared, and then it can be served to you exactly what you wanted, exactly what you ordered. Now, interestingly enough, life experience follows a similar suit, Pat. If you give sort of ambiguous orders, the cook doesn't know what to prepare. And if you give sort of, kind of, I think I should like this, or can you have prepare something like this for me, they still don't know what you want. You've got to implicitly say, I want a porterhouse steak, medium rare, with mushrooms on it, a side of broccoli and steamed vegetables, a side of a baked potato, and I would like a Diet Coke with lemon. Now your order can be specifically prepared, unless and until you communicate exactly what you want, life or God cannot deliver it. And that's why people don't have what they want. They have more of what they don't want because they keep saying what they don't want more of. I don't want to be miserable. I don't want to be overweight. I don't want to be unhappy. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to be in this relationship. I don't want to live in this house. I don't want to drive this car. And what do you think 5 years down the line? They're still doing those same exact things. Instead of saying, here's what I do want, here's what I want to look like, here's how I want to feel, here's the kind of income I do want, here's how I want to earn that income. If you are non-specific, life will respond in non-specificity. When you become implicit, that's when life can deliver and say an implicit yes to you.
You know, Pete, when we're talking about manifesting in our lives, there really isn't room for us to be living in the world of generalities. There really isn't room to let someone else decide what we want. And yet, there are many, many people that go through their days. Some people can't even decide what movie to go to. Why do you think that's going on with folks?
Because when they were children, they were never allowed to have their own mind, their own mindsets, and they were never validated as individuals who were competent or respected enough to do their own thinking. Their parents or grandparents or peers or siblings or teachers or whomever always responded to what they said. Here's what I think about what you say. Here's what I think you should do. Here's what I think you shouldn't do. Here's what's right. Here's what's wrong. Here's what's logical. Here's what's illogical. And the child grows up never having their own perspective or sense of self. So as an adult, in terms of making a decision, they're either reluctant to do it because they either got shot down as a child or criticized, or they were never encouraged how to do their own thinking. It's a very simple premise, but it's an unfortunate consequence of being stifled as a child in terms of having your own thoughts and your own viewpoints and your own individuality. And so making your own decision, you first have to know who you are, what you're capable of, and what you are in relation to life, which means, can I do the things that I really want to? Do I actually believe that the things I keep saying I want, I can actually produce, acquire, or at one point come to experience? And from that basis, Pat, from that viewpoint, now you can begin to set in your mind the process, the strategy, and the foundation unconsciously that converts desire into materialized fact. And don't forget, and here's a very, very important thing to remember, that every single thing that you see outside of you, folks, from the house you live in to the furniture that you have in that house, the carpeting that you have, the linoleum on your kitchen floor, the car you drive, the lawn you have, the roads that you drive on, the buildings, the trucks, the ships, the airplanes, the clothes you wear, the shoes you wear, every single created thing started as a thought in someone's mind, didn't it?
It did. Now, Pete, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, Pete Siegel on the Dr. Pat Show, right here, right now. As Pete would say, wings cannot fly without a will that wants to soar. When we come back from break, we're going to show you exactly what that's about. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with Pete Siegel. He's in the house, fastening your seatbelts, I'm hoping. But get ready, as we said earlier, to live life full out. That's what we say on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
What if you had your own personal ally to help you focus on the areas of your life that you would like to change? What if you had a powerful connection where the two of you were affecting change in your life? How would your life be different, and what would you manifest for yourself? Working with Tara Crete as your life coach will help you learn how to tap your inner resources and passion and connect them with outer goals and tasks. In other words, you take action. Log on to innergood.com for more information. That's innergood.com.
Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is where you give up, survive, and you throw it right in the can, and you step into thriving every day in your life. You don't question it. You don't think it's for someone else. You step into it. No, it is mine. I claim it. This is my life. I'm right here with Pete Siegel today, and we're talking about the formula and much more. I want to mention that if you want to find out more about me, go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Hundreds of archives, previous shows that Pete and I have done together. People are calling us alpha men, alpha woman. I'm saying it's alpha empowerment. We're talking about the formula today. One of the questions, Pete, that comes up for me, especially in reading the book, and I've watched a couple of people, their response to the book. If you are at this place in your life where you don't really have a sense of the power that you have, we call that in this society lack of self-esteem. But if you don't truly believe that you are all it, that you are all about it, how does one make the leap, and I say it's a leap, from being at this place where you think you're not going to make it, you're not going to have what you want, and sometimes you don't even know that you don't, that you're thinking like that. How do you make the leap from there into the world, as you said, making life what you want, naming and claiming it?
Well, first of all, people can begin to get a sense of that they do have power by one major concept that I teach people, which is all the problems and dilemmas and crises and negative situations that you've ever experienced in your life aren't here right now, but you are. Now, think about that for a second. All of the things that you had to deal with, all of the horrible, awful, detrimental, encumbering, undermining, self-deprecating things that you've been through in your life, you found a way, without even knowing how you would find a way, over, under, around, or through them, to get to the current, present, state of the life and your life that you now occupy. All of those negatives are not here right now, but you are. And you can't deny the fact that there's something within you or about you. You could say, well, I don't know how I did it. It was luck. It was chance. I just, you know, hit underground. I put my head in the sand. No, you didn't. You found some way to cope, to deal, to overcome, to become strong, and to be definitive, and to find some way to exercise power within your life. Even though you may not have seen it that way, felt it that way, or knew you were doing it, you did it because you're here right now, and all those negatives are not. And so if you realize that there is a tenacity and a capability and a capacity within you to overcome, to be efficient, to continue on, to persevere, to preserve yourself, and to continue your life despite all the things that happen to you, now you can say, wait a second, let me direct that ability that I'm aware of into new, positive, self-empowering channels, instead of into channels that have to do with, I may not be good enough, I may not be valid enough, people may not accept me, love me, or approve of me. It's all nonsense. Not that I'm saying what you're feeling isn't what you're feeling, I'm saying what's the cause of it. If you were to begin to align yourself with that power that you have, which through your life moved you up to this point you occupy currently, and all the negatives that you experienced are not here right now, just get a sense of what would happen if you began to align yourself with that power and that capacity within you right now. Would you feel weak? No. Would you feel insignificant? No. Would you feel lesser than your fellow man? No. Would you feel incapable of regarding getting and doing and producing and creating the things that you really want in your life? Unequivocally, no, you would not. And that's the key, Pat, to understand that you do have this capacity, that you are, in fact, the embodiment of this capacity. And that's where the formula takes you from. Understanding that you are this, you have this, you embrace this, you embody this, and you can now change the context of thoughts through which that power flows outward into life, and as such create an entire different relationship with life. In fact, and indeed, an entire new relationship with what actually and absolutely is possible for you.
Well, you know, one of the things you go to say in the book is life becomes what you think it, life becomes what you feel it, life becomes what you affirm it to be, life becomes what you believe it to be, life becomes specifically what you subconsciously embrace, continually reinforce, and uphold as real. Real for you, and the reality you firmly believe awaits you to either claim, acquire, or produce it. So now, Pete, the ball is in our court.
That's right. And to hear you say that, listening to this, it's brilliant. Folks, did you hear what Dr. Pat just said? That's what your life becomes. That's the order that we were talking about in the last segment. That's the order that you're telling the waiter or waitress to write down on the ticket and bring to the cook, who is God, who is the higher power, and that higher power is going to cook that meal exactly as it's written down on the ticket. It's yes, the ball is in your court, because it has to start with you. You can't just hope things happen or wish they'll happen or fantasize they'll happen. You've got to be proactive in setting yourself unconsciously and subconsciously in a manner that naturally moves things to happen for you. You will either do that and produce wonderfully miraculous, empowering results because you do, or you will continue to remain the way you are, experiencing what you do, how you do, and the way you do day after day after day. It's your choice. One of my sayings goes, let whatever goes on around you go on around you. Let whatever goes on within you be always your choice. So you've got to ask yourself, what truly are you choosing now? Are you choosing in a way that is going to make your life richer, more enhanced, more wonderfully and fulfilling and satisfying? Or are you choosing to stay in this trance that you're in that has to do with, here's what I think, here's what I feel, here's what I believe, and here's what life is, and continue to experience it day after day after day after day? Listen, if you're where you want to be, God bless you. That's wonderful. I'll tell you the truth, and I think Dr. Pat will reinforce this, an over overwhelming majority of people that you know, that you meet, that you speak to, that you hear about, always want more. They want something beyond with where they're experiencing life now. The only way you can get that is to begin first with the cause of what will ultimately produce that, and that is exactly what the formula gives you.
You know, Pete, many of the things that we're talking about today, for some people listening to the show, may seem, wow, I've wanted this all my life. I wanted that new job. I've wanted to live in abundance. I've wanted to contribute and give back to the world. I just don't understand what's happening, why it's not showing up for me. And one of the quotes that I have, a Pete Siegel quote, by the way, explains this very simply. The difference between a rich person and a poor person is not money, it's perspective. And so when we look at perspective, and now we look at all we've talked about here, we're talking about a formula that you've broken down step by step. So you can take as much of this as you want and implement as much of this as you want at one point in time. But perspective, with a capital T, is what blows out the lids of possibility or keeps us contained in a box, isn't it, Pete?
Well, yes, and perspective is also a choice, and it has to do with what you were indoctrinated with as a child in terms of what you believe is possible. Two people go to a barren field filled with weeds and garbage. One man sees a barren field filled with weeds and garbage. The other sees a developed strip mall and office buildings with parking lots and palm trees and lawns and people going in there to do their shopping and to have their professional and business offices in that building. Why does one think one way and one think another way? Because they begin to understand that when you are a child, you come into the world with a clean slate. Your parents are the first people who write upon that clean slate. Are they the kind of enlightened people that teach you to think about possibility and in terms of finding out about yourself? Here, when you go to school from kindergarten to 12th grade in high school, you don't know anything about yourself. They don't teach you about you. They teach you about what the world thinks you need to know to in some way be effective, a contributing member to society, and to get a good job. When you go to college afterwards, they still don't teach you about yourself. They teach you even more so specific things that they think are important for you to know, a liberal arts core, so that you can make your mind up in terms of what direction in life you want to go. Let's say you pursue a postdoctoral degree, which both of us have, okay? And in that course, you're still getting more of what they think is important, what they think you need to know in terms of specific knowledge. You still don't know anything about yourself. At what point do you turn to yourself and say, wait a second, who am I? What makes me tick? What's my passion? What am I good at? How do I find out about things? How do I become the kind of person I want to be? Well, now you start to read books on positive thinking, books like The Formula, books like Building Super Confidence, Winning at Life, Success Mindsets, Living Invincibly Positive, which are all Pete Siegel books as well, books by Norman Vincent Peale and Wayne Dyer, books by Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, Dr. Pat Basili, when she comes out with her books, Street Smart Spirituality. This is the kind of thing that you begin to look at and read and find out about to learn about yourself. Because perspective has to do with your perception of possibility. Your perception of possibility has to do with what you believe in terms of life and in terms of yourself in relation to life. And what you believe about life and your perception and yourself in relation to life goes right back to the initial imprint that your parents made upon your subconscious mind. And if you're not what you want to be, you're certainly not what they suggested you should be, well then who are you? You better find out. And the way to find out is to begin to feed yourself the things that, wait a second, I am this. Don't try to say what you're not. Begin to feed yourself mental and spiritual and emotional ideas and ideals of what that looks like, what that feels like, who you are, and how that is. That's how you change perspective, folks, and that's how you begin to change your life.
All right, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, I'm telling you, I'm sweating. I'm sweating bullets talking about
zone, folks.
Talking about bullets. We'll be back with Pete Siegel, and we're going to be talking about bulletproof optimism and what that means, why it's important, and I'm going to tell you, we're not crazy about this, folks. We're really clear. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my guest, Pete Siegel. Don't go away. Much more to come.
Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you know why there's so much publicity about stem cells? Well, they are the building blocks of our health, the foundation for your everyday healthy renewal. Would you like to harness the power of your own stem cells and increase their production by up to 70%? There is now available a revolutionary science to help your body's natural renewal system. The producers are so confident that you'll feel the difference for yourself, they're offering a week's supply for only $9.95. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com. That's AdultStemCellNutrition.com.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com. After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to BayAreaInfraredSauna.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Take control of your health and wellness with the natural and modern way. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. BioSolutions is the most effective Rife instrument we've experienced. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Sue Neufeld Ellis. In our fast-paced, busy world, my new CD, Serenity Through Meditation, is just what you need. Through Stephen Halpern's sonic music entrainment and my voice, we will comfortably guide your brainwaves to that theta state of deep relaxation. To order your free copies of 25 Stress Reduction Tips, go to quantumhealing.us or call 425-455-4207.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Pete Siegel in the house today. We're talking about his latest book, The Formula. Before I went out to break, I said we're not crazy. No, we're not crazy. We seriously mean bulletproof optimism. There's no joke about that. We absolutely firm and stand in our conviction that every single person out there can experience it, can claim it, can name it, can have it right now. Nope, there's no mental stuff going on with us today that gets in our way to say to you that this is your birthright. You get to carve out a piece of the pie or have the whole pie, if you like. In this life, you need to know how to go about it. That's what Pete's about. Pete, again, great show. Formula is fabulous. Bulletproof optimism. Yep, let's get a little bit of that on us.
Okay, bulletproof optimism is a concept that I just recently came up with. And if you look at what's happening in the world all around you, if you look at the news media, if you want to, you know, why are so many people getting depressed today? Why is Prozac such an over-the-counter successful drug? Just read the newspapers front page, turn on the TV news at, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. Look at the five or six little blurbs on Yahoo when you go to open your email. It's all about death, destruction, murder, the Iraq war, the Iran thing, illegal immigration, skyrocketing health costs, gas prices, consumer goods prices, corporate downsizing. Have you had enough, folks? Is there anything else in the universe other than these things that's occurring? Oh, yeah, Paris Hilton got out of jail today. What a wonderful thing to throw in there as well. Give me a break. There's more to life than the things that the news media continues to shove down your throat. But if you continue to get sucked into that and let that be a basis for where your thought process is projected, then you understand something, that the media that gets onto the TV and onto the internet and onto the radio is somebody's choice, isn't it? They're deciding what meals we're going to serve the populace. But don't let that be what you decide to eat. You have to make your own decision. Is there any good news in the world? What police or fire person helped save a life today? What teacher got through to a child and a child finally got an A on their test? Who finally lost the last 10 pounds of their weight loss goal and now looks great? Who got married today? Who had a kid today? Who made their first $1 million today? What new product or service occurred? What new book came out? What new person came out with a new idea or philosophy that can enrich and inspire and empower the masses? Why don't we think about those things? Bulletproof optimism has to do with choosing to stay invincibly positive, which means no matter what happens in life around me, that doesn't mean that has to be me. That's what other people think and feel. That's what other people believe should be projected, should be expressed, should be unfolded into the world. But I am not of that mentality. I see the good in life. I believe in the good in life. I believe in success, in prosperity, in abundance, in advance, in an increase, in personal gain, in personal productivity and accomplishment. I am someone who sees and feels and thinks about myself that way. When in a situation happens, I don't look for the bad, I look for the good. When I meet someone, I don't see a competitor, I see a potential friend. Have all of these concepts become lost within the world of devastation and human carnage and murder and death and destruction that is constantly shoved upon us and shoved down our throats on a regular basis? No, it hasn't. Bulletproof optimism is a choice. It's a choice to think a certain way, to feel a certain way, to begin to know yourself a certain way, and to perceive and position life as your friend. The greatest concept, one of the greatest concepts that ever came to me through the grace of God that I teach people is to make the future your friend. Isn't that an amazing concept, Pat? Make the future your friend instead of your enemy, instead of something that's potentially negative that you have to watch out for. Test your assumptions, folks.
Well, Pete, you know, all of this has been an unbelievable show for people to step up, get dressed, make sure you put that suit on, and crank it up, get yourself an Energizer Bunny to live the life that you want to live. And part of this, Pete, is something you've outlined in the formula, and now we're talking about bulletproof optimism. All of this comes back to the formula for success. And as we say on the show, to live life full out. I want to thank you for joining us today, Pete, and let's give out your website one more time for folks.
Okay, to find out about the formula, to review and purchase this incredible new book, www.incrediblechange.com. Go there, you can review the webpage, look at all of the testimonial quotes and the high-profile people who endorse this, and read what they have to say. Then you'll know that this is real, folks, and you'll know that it's really for you.
Well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for joining the show today. I want to thank everyone out there for tuning in. And again, catapulting us to the number one spot here on Voice America, I want to thank you all for your continuing support and success. And if you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, or if you want to hear this conversation again, you'll be able to do that in a day or so at www.thedrpatshow.com. And remember, you're here to get rid of that idea of surviving, move into thriving, and living life full out. Until next week, know that you are loved, know that you are blessed, and know that the world is for you to have, to be, and to live. And as Pete Siegel would say, step out there, let faith become your sight. Until next week, know that you're loved, know that you're blessed, and make it happen. We'll see you next week on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.